heaven one day in a quiet countryside. An old man was walking, so I offered a ride. His face was all wrinkled, his head turned gray. These are the words the old man did say. I may look like a beggar, well, I'm rich as a king. What I have in my heart, sir, gives me reason to sing. Jesus loved me and saved me. I can't explain why, for he is my treasure, money can't buy. You look at my clothes, sir, you notice they're torn. I've a new royal garment that's never been worn. This little cabin I live in is my home till I die. I've got a mansion in glory money can't buy. I may look like a beggar, Lord, I'm rich as a king. What I have in my heart, sir, gives me reason to sing. Jesus loved me and saved me. I can't explain why, for he is my treasure money can't buy.
Lord, help me, God, we pray. Lord, blessing Jesus, we pray, Heavenly Father.
Been many thoughts crossed my mind since I've been here, just to listening to,
Lord, help me, God,
to the brothers talk and speak, and the singing, Lord, and the preaching and the prayer. And but most of all, it's what I felt since
thank
I've been
Lord,
here.
Yeah.
And the Bible is so true, Brother Junior Ruggles. You can feel God's love flows from breast to breast. And there's no greater feeling I've ever found in this world. And I want to say before that I go any farther, there's a lot of people here that I don't know, but I love you. You see, a few years ago, I couldn't have told no one that, and I meant it from the heart. Yeah, but on my journey one day, you see, I'd worked myself out of works. I'd done everything that I knew to do, and I was still lost, Brother Fred, on that broad road of sin, going down to a devil's hell. Brother, and the old evil one, he was still just a pulling and a tugging at me. Whenever I would go to do good, evil was always present, and I thought like this, Lord God Almighty, I believe there's a heaven, and I believe there's a God and a Jesus. And brother, I knew that's where my help had to come from. My mommy and daddy couldn't do nothing for me no more. Friend, listen, I don't know how I might go this morning, but I'm a trust in the great I am. Lord, here I I am. God, you use me to your honor and glory, and I'm bound to say to you here this morning, if there's a little lost soul out here in the congregation, Jesus is still standing with outstretched arms, saying, come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden, I'll give you rest. You see, my friend, I don't believe you came here this morning just by chance, brother. There must have been something, brother, to on your mind. Hey, it came on my mind about 3 weeks ago. I couldn't wait till the fourth Sunday. Brother, I could see the little church here. I could see my sisters and brothers. Hey, friend, listen. But if there be just one lost soul here this morning, today would be a good day that you would pour your heart out to God. But I'm bound to tell you too, the old evil one, he's right there beside of you right now, telling you to wait a little longer. That's the way he done me. Hey, when I got in trouble over my sins, friend, here come the old devil. Why, you're too young. I was a 34-year-old boy. Yeah, you're too young. I got a long life to live. Brother, listen now. And when I got right with God, I could come hard for me. Why? Because I love darkness rather than the light. I went way down the road in sin. I had to come right back. And I couldn't do it on my own. I had to have help, brother. I believe in a drawing power now. Yeah, my people, and the love of God Almighty began to draw me, friend. And I began to seek just a little harder now. And I began my journey back. And it's just as long, friend, as you would have it to be. I can read in the Word here how a man had two sons. And I believe the younger one came to the father. Give me my inheritance. And brother, he gave it to him, did he not? And he left on a journey. That was me, Brother Terry. I went way down. And brother, I wasted all of my living. Oh, friendless son. But this young son, he wasted everything that he had. Oh, but something came back to his mind, did it not? He remembered in my father's house, even the hard servants, brother, have more than I've got. I've got food and food aplenty. I wanted to come here this morning and eat with you, brother. I've been eating since I've been here. Praise the Lamb of God. And that young son, I know what I'll do. I'll go back. I'll go back to my father's house. Didn't even feel worthy, brother, to be a son no more. Father, father, how could I come back just as a hard servant? Wow! You talk about love, my little friend. The father saw his lost son coming back. I can almost see him right now. That little boy, if you will. I've got a little boy. He's 36 now. He's still daddy's little boy. Yeah! He saw that young lad coming back. I can see by the eye faith. Maybe up an old dusty road. Head hanging down, didn't feel worthy, brother. But the father saw him coming. Yeah, go get a robe, brother. Get him a robe and put on him. Oh, get a ring and put on his finger, brother. Yeah, let's kill the fatty cat. Let's make merry. That my son, which was lost, and he's now found. He was dead. He's alive. He's alive. Oh, 1989, friends. In 1989, I died a deathly son to the love and lust of sin. At that very instant, I was made alive forevermore. And with this night's on my falls, boy, it feels so good this morning. Oh, I missed you, Brother Terry. I love you. I want you to know that. If I've never proved it, my prayers are coming down this morning. God, how would you let that love show them, God, how much I love them?
Amen, brother.
Oh, boy, I love God's people, Brother Junior.
Yes, sir, I do too.
Yeah, they're just one church anyway. Coming down. I don't know how many little buildings I counted coming this way from Letcher County. Yeah, but friendly son, there's one church today. There's one Lord, one faith, brother, by the one Spirit now. Are we all baptized in to this one body? That's Jesus Christ. Going to the same heaven.
Help me, Lord.
Yeah, Lord. Maybe. Too much coming on my mind. I can't speak it fast enough. Yeah, maybe there's a little child of the King here this morning that's been having a hard time. I'm going to tell you something, child. I've been in this since 89. It ain't been a bed of roses for me, Brother Terry. Yeah, brother. I had to call on my elder brother. Right regular anymore, seems like. It's me again, Lord. I've had a long dry spell. Oh, boy, I feel good today. Yeah, but regardless what the situation is, children, listen, regardless how bad it may seem to be, you look for good and you look up. You look wherever good and perfect gift comes from, and that's from Jesus Christ right out of the glory land. And you call upon your elder brother, and you call upon him from the heart, friendly son, and he'll just as sure be there. And I was speaking before you this morning. I'm going to tell you a little story, and maybe many of you heard it, and maybe many of you heard it. I tell it everywhere I go, but just a little over a year ago, hardship come to my family again. My mommy lost a sister up in Chicago, Illinois. She was my favorite aunt. My memory would go back when I heard she'd left this world. I saw these little children running around here. God bless them little children. Let's live our life, brother, before them in a way that would be pleasing to God. Yeah, friend, but my mind would go back when that aunt of mine would take me in her lap. She was a good old Christian woman. Boy, I could feel that love. Yeah, brethren, listen. Just 2 months after that, we buried my mommy. 3 weeks after that, I had to stand and preach over a 39-year-old nephew of mine. Didn't know his situation. And just a few weeks after that, I buried my mommy's only brother. There were several in my family gone just like that. But brotherly son, if you're looking for good, and I told them there the last time I stood to preach, I said, I got a feeling they're going to be some good come out of this, Brother Junior. Yeah, friendly son, when my old blessed mother, the last breath she breathed, she was looking right straight up. And this is what she said. She said, God, is all of this for me? And she went to sleep, brother. The children had to shout. And there were the doctors. Yeah, friendly son. Oh, God. Yeah, through all of the sorrow, I began to take notice. There was a young man, a real young man. He attended those funeral services. I knew him real good. He was a lot like his old daddy used to be. Wouldn't go to church none. He was too shamefaced, I guess, too proud maybe, and I hope I don't hurt nobody, but I know this young man real good, Brother Junior. Yeah, but I begin to take notice. I could see a change gradually coming over that young man. You see, my friend, today the Bible said without a change you just can't be saved. Listen, I'm bound to say when that inward man's cleaned up, this outward man will appear clean also. I came home that afternoon sitting there at the house. Couldn't get that young man off my mind. I told Tammy, I said, I believe I'll call and check on him. Had a strong mind to do that. I was reaching for the telephone, and it began to ring. I answered the phone. Guess who it was? It was that young man, brother, that I took notice of. You know what he said, Brother Junior? Boy, I love to tell you. He said, Daddy, said, Daddy, Daddy, what do I have to do to go through a water baptism? I said, son, are you trying to tell your old daddy something? Yeah, Daddy, said, God saved my soul. Now I promised him I would go all the way if he would be merciful to me, a sinner. I couldn't take it no longer. I said, son, I'm coming over. Me and Tammy got ready, went over. I questioned him real strong. Yeah, I'm afraid not to, Brother Junior. I wanted to. Why? Because I've seen people come before around funerals, and I'm saying they're not right. I don't mean that. But, brother, I've seen a few in my time come on sympathy, and they just didn't hold out, Brother Terry. Evidently, they didn't have the real thing to begin with. Brother, if you got salvation, you're a keeper, ain't you, Brother Fred? And you'll stay. You're added to the church, and the devils of hell can't pluck you out.
Amen.
On the way over there, here come old nature. Hard to get away from nature sometimes. Yeah, now you talk to him about coming to your church. Yeah, I just bowed my head. I said, God, you direct me. Yeah. I said, you've got a little young convert here. You direct me to talk to him the way you would have me to. And I'm going to talk here this morning the way I talk to that young Christian. If there's one here that's been born again by the blood of the Lamb, this is what I told my son. And I want to tell you too. You find you a church. I didn't say this church. You find you a church where they'll preach Jesus being the way from earth to glory. Now we would love to have you in this old Baptist family, but you follow the Lord and you get in just as quick as you can. That's what I told him, Brother Terry.
Exactly right, Brother Roy. Good advice.
When him and his wonderful, he got a wonderful little wife, two little babies. When they got married, there was a preacher, pastors a church up home, was his neighbor, lived just down the road from him. Married that young couple. And I asked him, I said, where are you going to go to church, son, Sunday, son? That's where he was going. Right down there where that brother was that married him. And I thought, well, that's good. That's where he'll belong. That's good, a close home. He went to church that Sunday. Well, since I lost my mommy, us children gather up at daddy's about every Sunday, or used to. Here come that young boy of mine, come through the door grinning like a big possum. I thought to myself, he joined the church today. I said, son, you're doing well. He said, I'm a doing great, daddy. I said, did you have a good meeting today? No, sure didn't. I said, reckon what's wrong? I don't know, daddy. Maybe I made a mistake. I said, well, you ask God to help you with that. I said, you want to go next weekend? Can't wait. He said he couldn't wait to go. He said, I believe that was my last time going to that church, though.
Amen.
Oh, about middle of the week, he called me. He said, daddy, reckon he'd be all right if I go back to that church again. I said, you go, son. He said, my wife's wanting to go and take my little babies. I said, you take them to church. There's no better place to be. I gathered at my daddy's again that Easter Sunday. Hey, yeah, here come that boy, man. That boy, you can see relief all over him. I said, son, you joined the church today. No, sure didn't, daddy. But you had a good day. No, sure didn't. I didn't have a good day, he said, till I got out of church. I thought about that for a minute. He didn't have a good day till he got out of church. I said, what happened, son? He said, I went to begging God again. Lord, I don't want to make a mistake. And I believe you saved my soul. Where would you have me to go? He said, the Lord told him right quick where he needed to be, Brother Junior.
Amen.
To make a long story short, we and Tammy planned to go to the little happy home church on the first Sunday. Friday, that boy of mine called. He said, Dad, I'm going to the new home church. I said, you'll be there, won't you? Yeah, that old dad was right there. Now, this is how the devil works. I saw that son sitting in the main back. He'd raise up a time or two. He's just as fidgety as he could be. And I thought, Lord, pour it on him. Pour it on him if he's supposed to join. He'd raise up a time or two and sit back down right at the almost end of the meeting. Here he come. I thought, boy, he's going to join today. He looks so happy. He got right up to the podium there. You know about the new home church. He made a quick right and right to the bathroom he went. See, the devil was trying his best. See, if you've been born again, your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life.
Yeah.
The devil knows he can't touch that soul. You're hedged in, brother. There's a seal put on it. But he'll beat on this outward man you look at. And if he can keep you from going through a little water at a game fellowship in the church, brethren, he's won another little battle. Yeah, friendly son, here he come. Out of the bathroom, him pale as a ghost. I said, Lord, just work it over, Lord. Right, I need to get out of the way.
Mind the Lord.
I got Brother Donald Collins up to close. He preached as good a sermon I ever heard for 10 minutes in my life. And it was seasoned with the salt, brother, and it was with power. Yeah, and the Spirit began to wear down, and he got into a teaching mode. God used that brother to teach right there, Brother Terry. See, God calls all of them.
Yes, sir.
He called preachers and teachers. Yeah. It's God calling you today. If you are, you need to obey. Yeah, Brother Donald, he began to teach. And right at the end of that meeting, here come that son of mine. Right into the stand. I said, I want to join the church. Yeah, Brother Ronnie Robbins. I said, have you got something to tell? Yeah, got something to tell. He said, at the little funeral the other night, I said, I was about to leave the parking lot. He said, there was a voice spoke to me like no man I'd ever heard. He said, what did you do, Mike? I hit my knees right there. Did you get relief? Yeah, the burden for my life. Said relief come, and I've been a shouting ever since. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
They took him under watch care of the church until baptized. Said, where you want to join to be baptized at? Well, I could talk to you the rest of the day about this one now. See, Brother Terry, don't let me take too much time. I feel like somebody here needs to hear this. You see, when my son first left home years ago, me and Tammy hadn't seen him in a long time. And some of his choice friends he run around with. Brother, we begin to wonder if he was gay or not. You see, if people, they might be some here, Brother Terry, I don't know. But if they are, you have to quit that now. You have to repent of that before God will born you again. See, I didn't know, but he called me one Friday. Hadn't seen him in about 8 months. Just out of the blue, he called me. Dad, boy, the life we live now, it will have a bearing somewhere. Called me on a Friday. He said, Dad, I know you're going to church somewhere in the morning if you leave. I said, you got that right, son. I'll be in church somewhere. Yeah, he said, what are you doing out of church, Dad? I said, I'll be laying here on the couch probably. He said, I want to come by and visit. I said, son, I'd love to see you. He said, now, Dad, I'm bringing a friend with me. I thought, Lord God Almighty, oh, God, would you help me to be able, Lord, to deal with whatever shows up.
Amen.
And I went to sleep begging God, Brother Terry, on behalf of that young man, and fell off into a sleep. And this is what God gave me. I began to dream. A little hole of water just above Alice Lloyd College in Knox County, where I was baptized in 89. I could see my young son out there in that hole of water. And I had a young woman by the hand. He was dressed in solid white. And I was leading this young woman out into the water hole with my son. And we all three embraced each other. There was a big pair of white arms that fell right out of the sky and embraced all three. Said, I am well pleased, and I woke up, brother. Friendly son, I knew who that young woman was in the dream, but the next morning I couldn't have told you who she was. Went to church, laying on the couch at her church, heard footsteps on the porch. I said, God, just be with us. He walked in, it was that young woman I saw in the dream, brother. It was that young woman. I remember the day she was born. I come from a good family. All I could do was sit there and cry. And they began to wonder. And I said, one of these days, I'll share with you why I'm so emotional. They dated, had a courtship for a year exactly. Come back, had the ring, said, we're going to get married, Dad. I said, thank God you need to do that. I said, now I want to share with you why I was so emotional 1 year ago. And I told them the dream that great God of all glory give me. They sat there and cried like babies. Yeah, Brother Ronnie Robinson, I asked my son, well, you want to be baptized, Brother Mikey? He said, there's a little hole of water just this side of Alice, Lord, golly. Wow, said, I want my daddy to take me down in there. I'm going to be a member of his church. God showed me that 7 years before it come to pass. Now, friend, you can believe it if you want to. I wouldn't lie to you for nothing. And I'm going to tell you another truth. Jesus is coming back on a cloud of glory. And who's he coming for? He's coming for his bride, brother. Now, she's dressed up. She's without spot and blemish. Yeah, friend, listen. These old graves ain't going to prevent them that's gone down. Oh, friend, listen. Give me Jesus and let the soul world go by.
That's
right. Yeah, boy. I've got one of the singingest little Christian sons in the world, Brother Junior. You ought to hear that little brother sing when God would tune him up. Yeah. I still can't hardly stand it. You see the life we live before our children and our neighbor's children, it will have a burn somewhere along the way. Jesus said, I am the light, but I go away, and ye are the light. Let's let her light shine. I can't make mine shine, but brother, we can let her shine. And I've been through a hard journey, Brother Terry, in the last few weeks. Yeah, but it got me right back down on my knees.
Thank you, Lord.
Went to two funerals this week. One was Preacher Bill Moore. His little girl got killed in a car wreck. I went over there, and that son of mine works with Brother Bill's two other sons in a hazard. They work all together. I was over there, and I'll tell this and sat down. And there were so many people, I couldn't sit down, couldn't find a seat there. So I just walked around where the young'uns were, and I talked to them a little bit. And that oldest one, I got to him. I said, now, Billy, I said, I'm going to go. But if there's anything ever I could do for you, help you with anything, I said, just give me a holler, come by. See, they stayed at my house much as my own son did. They felt like my children. And Mikey felt like Preacher Bill's son.
Yeah.
We were that close, Brother Terry.
Amen.
Yeah, this great big grown man, he broke down and began to cry. And this is what he said. He said, Roy, you've been doing it for a long time. I said, we were just a-talking earlier this week about feeling the effects of your prayers, praying for us children since Daddy's been gone. Yeah, we need to pray more one for another. Yeah, prayer's the answer, brother. It surely is. He said, more than that, he said, you've raised a young son. I said, he's not ashamed of the Lord. He said, he prays right there in the store. He gets right on his knees, he said, and prays for us. How much do you love your children today? Think about how God loved his only begotten son. But he still sent him down here, did he not? To die for you and me. To die.